Abbey United,
Killarney United,
Arrowhart,
Ahana Celtic,
Ballymote Celtic,
Manor Rangers,
Benbulben FC,
Yates United,
Dromore Villa,
Carrick Town,
Boyle Celtic,
Gurcheen Celtic,
St John's,
Valley Rovers,
Ballygawley Celtic,
Pollery Bowls,
Eel Tubber,
Dan Celtic,
Ballacadare United,
Merville United,
Kilglass Enniscrone United.
This is Youth Soccer on Ocean FM.
It is the final Youth Soccer podcast of the 2022 season. Where did the time go, Tina Byrne?
Austin, I don't know. All I was thinking when I was getting your coffee, I was thinking, that's it now. Austin will be, it'll be coffee, what's the word? He'll have a coffee deficit.
Are you saying, I'm out of coffee after today. I'm going to slurp this one very slowly.
Yeah, we'll have to send in a coffee maker for you or something. We'll have to sort you out for the summer because it'll be a long summer. But where has the time gone? I can't believe it's, now outside you wouldn't think it was the 26th of June. Based on the weather, but here we are, I suppose.
Yeah. Jerry Ryan, I think, was the expert at eating and drinking on air, wasn't he? So I'll try this. Yeah, that's nice coffee. Thank you, Tina. Thank you very much.
Very welcome.
Okay, well, on this final podcast for Youth Soccer, let's talk about a national final that Sligo Leitrim girls under 13 soccer players were playing in today.
That's right. Now, I was really hoping that the my last would be a sort of a buoyant, celebratory one. Unfortunately, our under 13 interleague team, girls team, went down to Cork in the final by 2-1. The scoreline was actually 2-0 at one point, and The co-captain or vice-captain, or I'm not sure, but Ellen Gilmartin scored for Sligo Leitrim. And to be fair, it was streamed live on the SFAI Facebook page. And from my own opinion on it, Sligo Leitrim came right back into it in the second half. And I think that to me is something that is, that's what you look for. You look for that sort of never say die, that resilience. And all that, and I know I keep saying it, but I guarantee you those girls coming back now on the bus or however they travelled, despite the initial disappointment, I think they'll come back to their own clubs, of which there are 13 clubs represented on that team, which is quite phenomenal. So players from 13 clubs have made the panel, the 20 for the under 13 girls. So if nothing else, and again, I was just here in the studio when you spoke to Lauren Cadden and you talked about inspiring people, you know, younger people under her to aspire to what she has achieved. And it's a similar thing in the youth soccer. A lot of the players look up to some players in their clubs who have achieved things and maybe made Gaynor team, Kennedy Cup team, interleague teams. So that is the sort of the flow of what it means. So I guarantee you the players that will be looking up to all these girls at the clubs, the relevant clubs, and probably saying, I can do that. So again, despite today's defeat, they played against a fine Cork team, and there's definitely something happening in Cork because they have put a huge effort into, no more than ourselves, but they seem to have been quietly working away in the background. Their boys under 14s won the Kennedy Cup, and there was some unbelievable talent on that team, and today as well some of the girls are excellent. So again, we can learn from what they're doing, and I'm sure they were looking at us thinking, oh, Sligo Leitrim in the final, you know. So a great achievement to get there, but I'm not going to just put it down to an achievement. They have achieved something today by competing with the best and only marginally losing out. So if any of them are listening, I really hope you're not too disappointed. Everybody involved in the league and involved in soccer in the region are extremely proud of you, and there was a great crowd there today. You could see from the cameras. It seemed to be a great crowd. Now, I know it was probably closer for Cork, but there was a lot of Sligo Leitrim support down there today. So again, very, very well done to them.
I know you're saying there's something happening in Cork, but there's clearly something happening in Sligo Leitrim as well. You know, if you put this together with the Gaynor Cup reaching the latter stages, the Kennedy Cup reaching the latter stages, and now the under 13 representative team, and that interesting stat you've made, the point, 13 different clubs on the one squad is impressive. And to reach the top two in Ireland is...
Exactly. And I think as well, when there's a couple of years of like nice, subtle, under the radar coaching, All that kind of structures. It's all about structure. It's all about bringing players through. It's all about having the right structure in place. I'm sure if you spoke to Ryan Casey, he did the little kickers. You know, when you bring them in at 5, 6 or even younger, they all run after the ball. That's absolutely perfect. That's what it should be like at that age. But again, they start... I was amazed going down to the Gaynor and watching some of the games on the Kennedy Cup online. The awareness of these players of their position, what their job is, how they support their teammates. The education of players now is phenomenal. They all know their role, they know their job, they can slot in and out. Some players are so versatile. You know, and again, that to me is that wonderful coaching that happens over the years, and again it comes to fruition at some point. You know, the oak tree doesn't appear because you planted a seed, the acorn yesterday. It takes a little bit of time, and I think as well that we would be very well talked about in terms of how we set out our stall when we're playing football. A lot of they called it, I said this to you a couple of weeks ago after the Gaynor, they said Sligo Leitrim are a balling team, which is an actual team that plays football.
Yes, they're not crying. It's a compliment.
Absolutely. They said, gee, you've some great ballers, like, as in,
yeah,
and I was really proud to say, oh yeah, they're, you know, they like to play football, and you know the results will come, like they like to play football. So we're all extremely proud, and as I said, the future looks good, and evolution of the game, all these players will inspire other players. And you know, I went up to the last training session up in Cleaver the other day. Brian invited me up and we had a quick chat and all that, and I did have a chat with the girls because I wasn't able to go down to Care today, and I had a chat with two of the players. I had a chat with Grace Devaney and Ellen Gilmartin, just again to see how they were feeling about heading into the final. So you know, maybe it's you know, again, we know what happened, but this was just pre-final interview.
We're playing Cork in the under-13 Interleague Cup final on Sunday.
And where's that been played?
In Care in Tipperary.
Okay, and what's your feelings?
We're ready for it. It's going to be a tough match, but we're ready for it.
Have you ever played Cork before?
No, I've never played them.
Okay, but obviously they're obviously got to the final as well. So
yeah, they're going to be strong.
They're going to be tough. And what about yourself? You were down in Limerick last
week. Yeah, we were down there and we came third, and it was a good week down there.
Yeah, good. And what did you learn? Give me one thing that you learned from the Gaynor.
It was tough, but like, you always have to be ready.
Okay, good. Ellen, what about yourself? How's your own training going?
Good. I think we're well and we're ready for it.
Right, okay. And tell me this, do you think you have a good squad to take on Cork?
Yeah, we have a strong team.
And tell me about tonight now. What kind of a training session will you do tonight?
I'm not sure yet, but probably some passing and some corners. And
okay. And what would you say your strength is going into this game? Would you say your defence is better, or do you think you've a good attack? Or
our attack is very strong. Okay.
Good, good. And Grace, what about yourself? Where do you think you'll play? Where would you like to play?
Centre mid, probably.
You like centre mid, yeah. And that's where the strength is.
That's Tina Byrne with Ellen Gilmartin and Grace Devaney. And if you're wondering, that Grace Devaney sounds a lot like Mirren Devaney. Yes, they are related, all part of the same clan this weekend. So commiserations, but well done to the under 13 girls.
And you know, I love the way they said, you know, we're strong in attacking. And like today, they showed that, like, they scored a goal. It was unfortunate that they happened to go two behind, but it showed that, you know, they know their ability, they know they can score. And that's the one thing, if you look at any of the interleague matches, most of the Sligo Leitrim teams will notch up a couple of goals, and that shows their belief in themselves. So again, I hope they're having ice cream, sweets, a sing song and whatever else goes with the journey back and the start of their summer holidays. And don't be too disappointed, it won't be too long before we're back organising football again, because it'll be a couple of weeks and the AGM is on in the first week in July. I think it's the 5th or the 6th. Please check with your club secretary, and then it all sort of starts up again. We'll have a couple of weeks off, That's kind of where it goes from there.
Sure. Now, we're not forgetting about the boys either as well, Tina, because a few of our younger male footballers have been on national academy duty.
That's right. Yes, just picked this up today on the. Our Facebook page. We had Patrick.
You're in demand. Patrick, you're in demand this evening.
I know. Maybe it's the bus telling me. Patrick Nolan, Aidan, Gabby Adon, Ryan Healy, Dara O'Sullivan and Jack McGowan were all up in Dublin today. So it just shows you, like, you know, there's so much sport going on, and these five guys were up featuring in the National Academy today in Dublin. So the best of luck to them. And I just saw Ben Bulbin had sort of shared that, and two of their players, Dara O'Sullivan and Jack McGowan. So best of luck, and I hope everybody did well up in Dublin today.
Well done to all the guys involved in that National Academy get together in the capital. Any other business then, Tina?
Well, I suppose, you know, that's, I suppose, it for now in terms of competition and all that kind of thing. But I'm sure, you know, teams will still maybe be playing a little bit themselves and whatever. But as far as official league stuff goes, I think we're all looking forward to a couple of weeks of a break. But yeah, you know, we'll be starting up again whenever, and hopefully we look forward to another successful season, and that all the clubs come on board. And please God, after the last 2 years, you know, it was difficult, but like, we had a very strong season this year and we did very well. So it just proves that, you know, the lockdown and the absence of games didn't really affect. I think players were working away themselves in the background. You know, maybe they did a lot of individual work themselves. So
you have the AGM, as you mentioned, coming up in early July. But, you know, is the sentiment this has been a successful youth soccer season for Sligo Leitrim?
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, again, as I said to you, every year there are new structures. There are, you know, especially say our Gaynor Cup team did exceptionally well. Our Kennedy Cup team did extremely well. There's a lot more prep going into teams. But even go back down to the club level, it's not all about the elite. I always say, you know, we're our responsibility is to provide soccer and make people want to come back and play. So player retention, and like seeing people playing sort of when the into their adulthood and maybe playing all that, like that to me is key. Good experiences at youth level will always have you'll always have a love for the game, even if it's only going as a spectator or going maybe playing in a charity five-a-side or something. But again, I always say the important thing is that people who are involved in it and who play enjoy it. And for me, the most important thing is that every player that plays in any game, the length and breadth of the district, come off and say, I did my best and I enjoyed that and I can't wait to play again. And that to me is what real success is.
And I know we'll get more details of this at the AGM, but there's going to be a new look to Sligo Leitrim online as well. There's going to be a little bit of rebranding done during the close season.
Yes, there's a couple of we're getting very posh now. So we're getting very professional now. Yeah, so keep an eye out. We're going redoing some of our Twitter and all that kind of thing. So again, that's progression too, because you have to bring, like today I could watch that game on my phone or on my iPad, just to tune in, and it's great to have those connections. And social media obviously plays a huge part in all sports now, and the ability to see. I mean, all you have to do is go into Twitter after the Gaelic game today, and it's absolutely a mass of comments and all that. But again, it's good, because again, it brings football and sport out to people. If you have a phone and you're on a social media platform, and that's the good thing about social media, you can actually feel part of it and you can find out. I remember one time years ago, you'd be waiting for somebody to stop maybe at a phone box coming home from a match to find out the result, whereas now it's at your doorstep.
Indeed.
Yeah.
How will you pass the Saturdays over the summer, Tina, finally, with no youth soccer to grab your attention?
I'm sure that, look, you know the way, there'll be plenty. I'll probably take a few weeks and, you know, just have a bit of downtime, and won't be driving the length and breadth of the district, trying to get as much as I can in terms of coverage. But I'm sure there'll be some stuff on TV, and, you know, isn't the ladies' Euros on?
That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll probably probably watch a little bit of that. You know, it's hard to totally disconnect when you're kind of interested and when you like to watch games and watch, you know, watch nations competing and see what you're competing against. Like, and again, the Irish setup in terms of girls and underage and all that, like that's come on in leaps and bounds as well. So again, I think that connection is getting much more stronger and more robust. Like the pathway to getting picked for teams and all that for elite players, you know.
Very good. Well, Tina, thank you very much for all your insights, your contributions, the coffee,
thank you for all your help
and all the news over the past 6, 7, 8, 9 months. Yep. And I'm sure we will do it all again.
Please,
come
God.
August. Enjoy your break.
I will surely. Thank you very much, Austin.
Abbey United,
Killarney United,
Arrowheart,
Ahana Celtic,
Ballymote Celtic,
Manor Rangers,
Benbulben FC,
Yates United,
Dromore Villa,
Carrick Town,
Boyle Celtic,
Gurcheen Celtic,
St John's,
Valley Rovers,
Ballygawley Celtic,
Pollery Bowes,
Eel Tubber,
Dan Celtic,
Ballacadair United,
Merville United,
Kilglass Enniscrone United.
This is Youth Soccer on Ocean FM!